Hey guys, today we have the awesome Shane Barker with us. Hi, Shane.
Hey, what's going on? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So Shane is a digital strategist, a brand and influencer consultant. So he'll give some more information about what you do. I'm pretty sure like most of you might already know what Shane Barker do.
I appreciate it, Sunil. So, yeah, so I've been doing in the digital space, digital online space for 20 plus years at this point. Done anything from, you know, started off in the SEO game of, you know, built websites, do a lot of lead generation, social media, stuff like that. Now we're doing heavy in the influencer space and then also content marketing, obviously, which includes videos as well. So, super excited about that. I teach over at UCLA, I teach a personal branding course and how to be an influencer is the course that I teach over there. So that's been awesome. But yeah, really, really excited about the about being on the podcast today. Once again, we appreciate the opportunity.
Great. I'm so glad to have you on the podcast. So Shane, I'm sure like you're pretty much interested in video marketing these days. So how do videos help marketers in lead generation? And like where is video fall in the category of marketing funnel for lead conversions?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, when it comes to video, I mean, video, I think is used by quite a few people, but I think it's, the problem is not enough people are using it, right? I mean, when it comes to video, video obviously is going to have a lot more, you're going to have a lot more engagement with something when you, somebody puts a video out there. If you have a stagnant picture or even just written text, I mean, that's, people sometimes look at that, but video is very engaging. I mean, we see that on Instagram and Facebook and all these platforms. I mean, if you, you know, put a video out on Facebook, you're going to, and the same thing on Instagram, if you put that up against a stagnant picture, then that they open up their algorithm because they really want people seeing those videos. So, you know, we've been using video for a while. We have a lot of our clients that have been, and when it comes to like lead conversion, I mean, it can be anywhere from a call to action all the way till the end of your funnel, right? So, I mean, anywhere from awareness to the call to action. So there's anything in between is where you can put a video, and the more opportunities you get to put a video in there to make people feel more engaged, like you're actually talking to them, is going to be important. So it really depends on, you know, a lot of the times when we have people will sign up for something, I'll send them a thank you video right after that on the thank you page, just saying, hey, thank you guys for signing up, or this is what we're going to be doing, this is the opportunity. This is a community you're going to be a part of. This is kind of what to expect. Because then people get excited. You know, there's less buyer's remorse. There's less opportunities for people to buy something. And they go, oh, shoot, was this the right decision? If you send them a video, and once again, maybe it could even be personalized. We'll talk about that a little later. But a video where actually somebody gets to see you, then I think that it's kind of it's a warmer welcome than just sending a text message or sending, you know, an email that goes over to somebody that's kind of dry and it doesn't, you know, you doesn't have a lot of character to it.
Right. So, and you said about sending these people videos to wherever they sign up or wherever they interact with you. So what according to you are the best platforms for B2B marketing videos?
Yeah, I mean, there's the obvious ones, you know, like obviously your website is good to be able to put the videos on, and then YouTube. But I think one of the things that I think is interesting is like, you know, you talk about like LinkedIn being an example. So, you know, one of the things that you want to do when it comes to you know, comes the distribution of your videos. I think what you want to do is you want to cross promote your videos on multiple platforms. So, you know, if you have a video that you put out, and there's a lot of different ways that you can, you know, have a piece of content that you can slice it up and share it in different places. So, you know, Instagram being an example, obviously LinkedIn being an example of where you can go, and you can have a whatever, it can be a 1 minute clip that you can cut down to 15 seconds for Instagram. It can be, you know, 60 seconds for LinkedIn, and then whatever you can put on your Facebook as well. So you have to figure out like when you get that content, when you have that raw footage, like how do you break that down into for each platform? And one of the things that's important is to keep your videos short and easy to understand, right? So some people watch long videos, but for the most part, people are like the shorter ones, depending on what your product and service is. But a lot of people like the shorter ones where it's short, kind of gives them some information. They can watch it. You know, they cannot, you know, not have to spend 10, 15 minutes trying to figure something out. And then also, I mean, you know, we've used this a lot is using your marketing videos to explain product features or uses or how you use a certain product, right? We see that a lot on YouTube because, you know, YouTube being a big search engine, you can go and put something on how to use your product. And if somebody has a question and they write in a certain topic or title or keywords, then obviously YouTube shows up a lot of the times in regards because it's a video, it's a live production where somebody can see how to use a tool or use your product or better understand your services.
Right.
You know, I think another thing is also using a catchy headline for your video, obviously, to grab the user's attention. I mean, that's that's the big thing. Is you could have the best video in the world, but if you have a very kind of a lame or a subject line or headline that doesn't get people's attention, that's usually the first step, right? I mean, it's the same thing with email marketing. Like if you get the best email, you know, that you've ever put together, but if you have a line or a headline that's not that catchy, then you get put in a situation where, you know, people aren't going to click on it. You're not going to be able to convert those people. So that's really an important thing.
Exactly. And you just talked about that LinkedIn is a great platform for video marketing since it's launched native video support a couple of months back. And so how do you have any tips for creating and distributing B2B videos on this platform?
Yeah, I would say in regards to LinkedIn, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can go about that. I mean, LinkedIn has, I think it's what is like, I don't know, 200 million people engaging with LinkedIn video content. And obviously, like you touched on a few months ago, they've started really supporting the video side of things because it, you know, it also keeps people on the website longer. It's very engaging content, right? So people want to watch the whole video. If you're reading content, you can look around or not, you know, look at other websites or not really be that into the content. But when you're watching a video, it's usually a pretty engaged audience that can hear that and can watch that. So, I mean, in regards to LinkedIn, like the way that we go about things is that, you know, we do it either to, you know, for a brand to start awareness, right? To let people know about a product or service that either launching or it has been around for a long time. We also use it for thought leadership, right? So when people can talk about, hey, this is what we're seeing in the industry. So it can be a weekly update or something that's happening, right? So the idea of that is, you know, if you have XY, you know, CEO of a company that says, hey, these are the updates in the industry, this is what's going on. And people start going to them to get those weekly updates, right? And so then you obviously that puts that person in that thought leadership position. You can do it for client testimonials where you have a client that says something great about your product or service. You know, you can also kind of make it a little more humanistic. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can have it and, you know, do a video of your office or people, you know, somebody that's won an award in your company or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. It doesn't always have to be all about sales, right? It doesn't always have to be like, hey, go buy our product or hey, this is what we do. You know, and I think one of the things that you want to do for this when it comes to creating, you know, video type content, especially when it comes to LinkedIn, really, I guess any platform, but specifically LinkedIn, is like come up with like a video content calendar, right? Of like, hey, I'm going to do, it's going to be my once a week updates on the industry, or it's going to be, you know, reviewing a certain article written by somebody, or that's going to be talking to our, whatever, the VP of sales about, you know, what's going on in the industry in regards to sales, or, you know, doing a customer testimonial. You want to do at least one of those a month so people see that you have happy customers. Like putting that calendar together, it doesn't have to be something where you're putting something up daily. It doesn't even have to be weekly, but I think keeping consistent with that and keeping that content up there is the only way that you're going to build that community. So post a mix of different types of content, kind of like I touched on already, and be regular and consistent. You know, one of the things that people do like is that, you know, like with emails as an example, everybody likes it that my email goes out on Wednesdays at 8 a.m. So I think some people start to look forward to that. And if you start switching that up, then people aren't used to that, right? It's like the newspaper in the morning. I'm used to getting my newspaper at 6 a.m. I get up, I look at my newspaper and I drink my coffee. If my newspaper isn't there and it comes the next day, then it throws me off because then I don't know when that's happening. So make sure that you're be regular and consistent with your content, and then take inspiration from other videos that are being created. I mean, you know, there's no reason to try to go and reinvent the wheel. If you see some content from a competitor or something that seems to be doing well, you don't have to necessarily do that exact same thing, but you can definitely look at it and garner some ideas in regards to that. And then obviously you can, you know, use LinkedIn's and personal page metrics feature to track your content as well. So there's a lot of cool ways to do it. Once again, it's the hardest thing about any video, actually really anything, but video being one thing, is just doing it, right? Most people are always like, oh, I don't know, I got to do this. Is this going to be perfect? It's not going to be perfect. Like, just, you got to get out there and start doing it, because, I mean, I can guarantee you that the person, you know, somebody famous that's on YouTube right now, that their first video was probably terrible, right? But they started, right? It probably wasn't that good of quality, but they had to start somewhere. So it's the same thing with this. If you put a little calendar together for LinkedIn and let's say you only post once a month, that's fine. That's a start. At least you're getting something going. And you might have to iterate and change it up a little bit, but, you know, video is just very compelling medium, because when people look at it and they get, you know, once can they start, they kind of get used to seeing that, no different than the news and everything else, then I think it's going to be an important avenue, especially in 2019.
Oh, that's pretty insightful. And you just answered my next question while you were just talking about the previous one. So my next question was what are some key points to remember while creating a great video marketing plan for a B2B? So any points other than these four or five points you want to add as to create a great video marketing plan?
No, I think that's a good start. And once again, the main thing, the main point being is that it doesn't have to be perfect, right? The idea is to get started. You can make changes and do some stuff and don't worry about looking bad. The cool part about video is that you can edit it, right? So I can do the same thing 50 times and then all of a sudden it's number 49 that I decide to go with. So that's the cool part about it. It's not live, so you can make those changes. So like anything else, it's you just got to do it. You just got to get out there and start, you know, put that plan together. It doesn't have to be anything too aggressive, but put that plan together and then start implementing it.
Amazing. And you just talked earlier about personalization. So it's kind of a hot topic everywhere right now. You're personalizing ads, you're personalizing emails. So what do you think about personalization when it comes to videos?
I think it's going to be huge. I mean, the thing with it is that, you know, depending on your product or service, obviously, but the personalization, you know, it obviously B2C, it's more common than it is B2B, but like on the B2C side, there's a company that I work with called Bonjoro. And what they do is like, so if somebody comes to your website and signs up, then what happens is that you can send them a personalized video instantly. So you can do the video and say, hey, John, wanted to thank you for signing up for my services. This is super exciting. And it's personalized. And then it gets sent to them. They see it. They just signed up for your program. 2 minutes later, you send a personalized video to them. I mean, people kind of lose it because they're like, I can't believe that, you know, Shane actually responded to me for signing up for my product or service. So that's a, you know, and you can do the same thing with B2B as well. I mean, I think if, you know, it's a little harder, but the personalization, it takes time, but it's one of those things that not a lot of companies are doing. Yes, they have it with emails, but personalization and video, if you can do it at scale, can be extremely valuable. I mean, for me, if somebody signs up for my services and, you know, I have no problem with spending, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds giving them a personal thank you. Because at that point, those people are like, wow, like Shane actually personally reached out to me and said, thank you for signing up for his services. So you have that level of customer service that they're already wowed, right? So, I mean, my retention rate of the amount of people that actually cancel is very, very low because we go in and, you know, so again, we want to personalize it as much as possible because people feel like you have, it's that custom touch that I think is needed definitely in today's industries.
That's amazing. I've actually used Bonjoro for a while. So I used it for a client of mine and it was really interesting. I totally loved it.
Yeah. Well, it's great because you can, once again, they send you a message and say, hey, this person just signed up or this person's interested, send them a video. And the platform's really easy just to jump on. And then you can send somebody a personalized video. So it's how do you scale those type of things? I mean, you know, for me, I mean, I would do 5,000 30-second videos a day if I could, because each one of those people were personally touched by me. So that's a good thing, right? So I look at that like that's really going to be the future, I think, with a lot of the video stuff is if you can have the time, if you have a great platform that you can go in with a personalization, I think it's the sky's the limit.
Totally agree with that. And I see like adding personalization to videos now. So it makes the customer feel like you are putting an extra effort into reaching out to them. They trust you more now after that personalization.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's amazing. And if if you have to pick one platform, right, out of, let's say, Instagram, IGTV, YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and Twitter maybe. So if you have to pick one platform where you could, for a video marketing for yourself or your personal brand, so what would you choose? Like just one.
Man, that's a hard one. You're putting me, making me pick just one. I mean, for me right now, I mean, I would see it's hard because like LinkedIn, obviously for me, because I work with a lot of, you know, B2B businesses, right? So LinkedIn is always going to be something that we're going to go close to our heart and it'll be good for our marketing efforts in 2019. But Instagram is very easy, right? So my Instagram stories, I really just started doing that just a few weeks ago when I was did a keynote speech in Sri Lanka. And you know, that's when I really started to do the stories. And so that's easy and quick and can be done pretty fast. And I've got a good audience there. And LinkedIn takes a little more time. It needs to be a little more professional, a little more prep that goes into it. So, you know, like I know you wanted me to pick one, but I would say on a personal level, yeah, a little bit of business is Instagram, but LinkedIn obviously is really where we want to be seen because it's, you know, that's where all the businesses are going to be at that need consultants and that need our types of services.
Right. And I know it's hard to pick one, but I just want to know like which is the one if you would choose for personal branding.
Well, for personal branding, I would probably pick Instagram because it's once again real, real easy, and you can put the content up. They've got a huge audience there, and it's just the ease of being able to put that together. The content together is kind of the key.
Right. And for B2B videos, you would choose LinkedIn, I'm guessing.
Yep. I'd pick LinkedIn for sure. Yep.
Amazing. Amazing. So it was like, it was, I know it was short, but it was great talking to you, Sean.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the time. And anybody wants to get in contact with me, you can go to my website. It's just shanebarker.com. That's shanebarker.com. Or my personal email is shane@shanebarker.com. So if anybody has any questions about content marketing or anything, they can get a hold of me anytime.
Wait, I'll just link your website in the description.
That sounds like a plan. I look forward to it.